Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
News 3 hours in, and the texters and the callers and the Twitchers haven't scared Courtney away yet.
Nope.
I don't think. Anyway.
It takes a little bit more than that.
There are people around the building who want to know things about you, though. I just saw Bradfo talking with Curtis, and he wants to know if you drive a Mercedes. Was that? I do not. Oh, okay. All
right. Courtney's a city girl. Sneaky, quiet city girl. I'm from Lowell, right?
Yeah, I'm from Lowell. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the hard thing is Danielle and I worked together for 15 something years,
right.
and everybody knows Curtis, they know Ken, they know Wiggy, they don't know much about you.
Yeah, it's going to take a long time to get to know everything about me, but you can ask me anything.
You can, anything?
Well, I mean,
Sure. So you take anything that anybody wants to know about you, rapid fire, you would do that right now.
I would say I answer almost everybody in my DMs.
You
if
do?
They have a question, yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and then the mean ones I just delete.
Right. Ken, you got a question?
Oh, God. You're on the spot there.
It wasn't covered. Curtis, do you have anything you'd like to
know?
I
mean, Wiggy's five questions gave a lot of my life. So.
Speaking of Lowell, this probably is better for Spaz, but he like took exception that you were from Lowell. What was that about? He said you weren't actually from Lowell. You were like not from the poor area of Lowell or something.
He asked what part of Lowell I was from.
Yeah,
I said
Lowell's grimy now.
No, it's not. There's a lot to like about Lowell.
Well, yeah, but
that's on all the
grimy
signs.
In a good way. Like,
oh,
Lowell's
yeah, yeah.
a city.
Grimy in a good way. You did not mean that
yes.
in a good way.
Because isn't Mickey Ward from Lowell?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I was an extra
in that movie.
I'm in the bad area of Dover. I mean, town's got some rough spots.
When you say, like, yo, where you from? Be like, Lowell. You'd be like, oh, you from the hood. You're from the streets.
I think that every time somebody knows Lowell, they ask what part of Lowell I'm from, and I say Belvedere, and they're like, oh, you're not really from Lowell, but I am. Belvedere is part of Lowell. I also grew up before Belvedere. I was on Christian Hill.
I didn't even know there was a nice pot to Lowell. That's why I was like, really?
Lowell's a great city. Like, people knock it. I'm telling you, good restaurants, great bar scene. I like Lowell. No comment from anybody. Just silence.
I haven't been there in a long time. I don't think I've ever been. There's good shows there. They have good shows.
Yes. The Songus Arena.
Yeah. Songus Arena is a good place to see
a
show.
The auditorium.
The Spinners.
But when you told people like that you were from Lowell originally, right? Like, say you went to Boston College and you told people. Then they'd be like, oh, you're from the hood, right?
Well, BC, nobody, like, understood where Lowell was. Okay. And then The Fighter came out my freshman year. Right. And people came up to me after saying, I had it mixed up. I thought you said you were from Lowell. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nope, you got that correct.
Right, because
that is correct.
Lowell's considered a city where when you think of Lowell, Lawrence, I think of, like, that being the, like, the hood.
Yeah, well.
But I thought you said grimy in a good way.
Yeah, grimy in a good way, just because you
said in a good way.
Yeah, like, people like to be from, I don't know if you noticed this, Curtis, but people like to be from the hood.
Whole hood want them.
Southie is technically the hood. I know all the yuppies moved in and changed it. But,
and now I live in Southie, so, yeah, right. You know.
Before, when you say you from Southie, are you from the hood?
Texter wants to know, if not the Mercedes, what do you drive?
I drive a BMW.
Okay. All right. BMW. Okay. See you.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice vehicle.
Yeah.
New? Old,
it was used.
It was used.
An X1. Yeah.
All right. Great.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want my license plate, too? I already got rear-ended once.
That's probably that guy, Wesley, who wants to know what vehicle
exactly.
You drive.
Exactly.
Yes. Greg, it's pre-owned.
Is the X1, is that an SUV?
It's like a crossover.
Okay.
I used to drive a Jeep, and I liked having a bigger car, so I would like to kind of go back to that at some
the
point.
The X6 is nice.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful BMW.
Favorite television program?
Okay, so last night I watched White Lotus.
White Lotus.
White Lotus. White Lotus. It's new. There's two episodes out. The other one came out too late for me last night because I had an early bedtime. But episode one was fantastic. It had an unbelievable cast. Connie Britton's in it, and I'm a big Friday Night Lights TV show girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I love Connie Britton.
It's on HBO?
Yes.
And is it good?
It's
Curtis, you seen it?
Yeah, so it started the week we got back from Maui, and it's in Maui. And unfortunately, they're at the Four Seasons. They weren't at the Montage. The Montage would have been better.
That's a dump.
Yeah, total dump. But it is dark and interesting and bizarre. There is some scenes that the part where the father is sitting on the edge of the bed.
Oh, yeah, there's a full like, penis
full
on your
penis
screen.
Out of the blue.
Yes.
Out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
No kind of warning or anything
like
that?
Well,
no
he's warning. Talking about he thinks he might have testicular cancer.
No.
And then, but I wasn't, I didn't know you could, I guess HBO you can show whatever.
Yeah, you could show full frontal.
Game of Thrones was on HBO. So.
It's full frontal
now.
Yeah,
you can show anything.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it, Greg.
There's also the woman from Legally Blonde who's like, oh, I love hot dogs.
I don't know.
You don't. Anybody?
Anybody?
I think I know who you're talking
Curtis
about.
Curtis is a big
Legally Blonde. The nail artist. So she's in it as well. She plays a funny character.
Connie Britton?
Connie Britton's from Friday Night Lights.
Okay. Jennifer Coolidge.
Were you just listening? Oh, huh. Jennifer Coolidge?
Yes.
Maybe that's
she's
the person.
She's from Legally Blonde.
That's Stifler's mom.
Yeah, that's Stifler's mom.
Yes. She's also in Legally Blonde.
Yes.
And then there is a young blonde, I'm blanking on her name. She's in Euphoria. That show that everybody loves. That's a wild show.
Are you talking about Sydney Sweeney?
Yes, Sydney Sweeney. And she's in it as well.
Molly Shannon's in it. She's pretty funny.
Yes.
I like her. That's from Sad Girl from Saturday Night. Well, the lady from Saturday Night.
Wiggy, are you going to go see the new Space Jam?
No.
Because everybody says it sucks.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't know why they have to remake these movies. I don't know why.
I think I'm going to see it.
You are?
Just to, It's like a
cult classic. Well, the original was, but I don't know. You know, it's been so long since I've seen the original, and now that I've seen the previews for this one, I think maybe it'd be one of those things when it's on, you know, on demand and you can order for free. Maybe I check it out.
I already heard a big spoiler about it. I won't say it, but yeah.
It won the box office. So obviously, is LeBron just hated here, or are there other parts of the country that hate LeBron James?
I think he's pretty well hated.
Unbelievable product placement on Saturday night. Did you see that?
No.
He had his tequila bottle with him courtside.
Courtside?
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Which is against the rules. You can't bring in bottles of liquor.
He doesn't have to follow any of the rules. He was going to events mid-COVID.
Right. For tequila.
Yeah. I love how they said star of Space Jams rather than like LeBron James basketball
right.
player.
Right, and they put the Rotten Tomatoes ranking.
Yeah, that's LeBron.
Rating.
All right. So you can continue to get to know Courtney. We got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ocean Edge Resort, spacious rooms and villas with the amenities of home. Calling your name, get away this summer. You've earned it. OceanEdge.com. Curtis is right about one thing. The coverage of the Verdugo ball, minuscule in comparison to the Kyrie water ball.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
Barely
anything. For whatever reason it is. You remember at the time, like, Durant was going off about, you know, how they're not animals and grow up. Here's a little bit of that from that
incident. When you come to these games, you got to realize, man, these men are human. You know, we not animals. We not in a circus. You coming to the game is not all about you as a fan. So have some respect for the game. Have some respect for these human beings.
Now, the guy who threw the baseball at Verdugo has been banned from all MLB parks. They can enforce that, but no jail time.
And it's amazing, Ken. I'm at ESPN.com, and they have on the right side of the page, trending, Alex Verdugo gets into it with a fan at Yankee Stadium is the headline.
Give me a break.
I mean, what are
Curtis,
we doing?
You're right. It's because Boston is considered to be a racist city. So you're absolutely right. The coverage is wildly unfair.
Yeah, and you think about the sport. Like, none of these national talk shows give baseball any type of, you know, they want to talk about.
They want to talk about Boston when it's Adam Jones.
Yeah, that is true. I'll give you that one. But the Stephen A. Smiths, your Shannon Sharps, the ones that you expect to be, you know, at the top of the soapbox is yelling.
Stephen A. Smith spoke about baseball while I was on vacation. Didn't do a very good job of it.
That one, yeah, he stuck his foot in that one.
Ohtani, by the way, hit another one. 34 homers for Shohei Ohtani. Continues to
the only reason why I watched the Home Run Derby was because
he was all in on Shohei.
I'm all in on Shohei. Showtime.
But they lost again. Red Sox lost again to the Yankees, second straight day, 9-1 yesterday. Three games in Buffalo against the Toronto Blue Jays. Starts tonight, 7:07. Your first pitch, 6:07 pregame across the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And that will be Nick Pivetta opposing Ross Stripling.
And the description underneath this says the game between the Yankees and Red Sox was delayed after Alex Verdugo got into a shouting match with a fan in left field. They don't even mention that he threw a ball at him.
You know what I do love about the Zoom that you don't really necessarily get from the in-person? I don't know if you do, but it seems like more with the Zoom, is guys just being as blunt as they want to be on Zoom. But Verdugo was dropping F-bombs, and I was like, man, it's good to see what people really are. They should allow more of that in sports.
And the Bruins in the news here. Got a couple big weeks in the NHL. Free agency not that far away, but it's the expansion draft this week. They have put their protection list out there. DeBrusk and Frederick are protected, but Nick Ritchie could be gone. That'd be kind of a loss.
How do you protect DeBrusk over Ritchie? I don't get that.
They must be trying to trade him for something. That's the only thing I can think of. He's a first-round pick, and they don't want him to go for Bubkis, so they want to. Maybe they'll move him in the next couple months. Get a pick for him.
It's going to be interesting to
see. They're going to trade for Bubkis?
Bubkis, yeah. He plays,
he's good.
Yeah, he plays right wing for the Chicago Blackhawks. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with free agency looming, because when you think about the Bruins window, we talk about their core, but it seems like Krejci, Tuukka, and you could throw kind of Taylor Hall into it, you know, to the mix a little bit, is like that's a big part of their core in this window that they have.
But they have time on Tuukka, because Tuukka's not going to play till January or February anyway. So that they don't have to worry about that.
But he's a free agent, though.
Yeah, but nobody will sign him when he's injured.
Right. And he says he only wants to play in Boston.
Okay, so you don't think anybody will make a run for him?
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
Now, Yaro Halak said he's gone. That's kind of what we expected, I guess. Yeah. But right now, it's Swayman and Vladar. They got to go with those two to start the year. And basically, that's what's trending. NFL camps open soon, but the Patriots will be next week, Wiggy, right? Although Cam Newton's in the playbook. We saw that.
Mm-hmm. Mac Jones at table.
Mac Jones went to eat at table. Well, Jen Royals place.
You know, I hope he got something healthy. We know he's like, you know, got a little pudgy there, so get you healthy stuff. It's true. I mean, look at Brady. Look at the transformation of his body.
I thought you hated Brady.
No, but I got to give him credit. Look how he transformed himself, and it's about...
He is on a different level.
It's about... But nowadays, with all these athletes, you shouldn't look pudgy.
Is Wiggy on record with his week one starter prediction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cam Newton.
Yeah. Courtney?
Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm. Cam?
Cam?
Mac Curtis? Sauce.
Mac Sauce, really?
Why not?
All right. I think it's Cam.
What
Newton.
About by week four?
Week four?
I still say Cam Newton. Cam Newton.
Week five is my week.
Ask Wiggy Cam in 2027.
No.
Okay.
What, Mac Jones next year.
Week five is your Mac Jones week, Ken?
And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
There's Spaz Street Audio. Yeah. Week five.
What was the issue between you and Spaz with audio while I was gone?
Me and Spaz?
Yeah.
I don't think we had an
issue.
Was
there some issue? You wouldn't let him play his audio or something?
Oh, well, He got some street audio that was just we could not play. It was, like, graphic and descriptive, and he was like, what? We played this on AAF all the time. I don't understand.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, I'm trying to save his job. There's no issue.
You were mad about his audio from the girls' dinner, too, right?
Oh, that was awful. Yeah,
well, no, that was just poor quality.
He worked with what he had, though.
Yeah.
There were cars zooming by. We were on the side of the street.
But Ken's talking about Donna that he always grabs.
Yeah, he goes to the same chick every time.
Well, she's radio gold. That's why.
Yeah, sometimes. What's the weather, Curtis?
Guess what? Drizzle. Raining again. 66 degrees. Afternoon high of only 72. With the potential for more afternoon showers.
There's your DuckDuckGo for privacy weather forecast. Brought to you in part by Butchica's Bike in...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nashua.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
This is Phil from Maine. Phil, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Hey, so talking about this Verdugo thing, and like you guys were talking about the headline before you went to break, it's sickening that we have a fan, and granted, he made a very dumb choice in throwing a water bottle at a sports icon, and he's facing charges of, what was it, assault with a deadly weapon?
Yes.
With
yes.
a water bottle?
Yes.
Yeah, we have this fool in New York that turns around and throws a baseball and hits a player, hits our player, and they're like, don't come back to the park. I mean, what does it take for there to be equality in this? I mean, what? Did they reward him because he actually hit the Red Sox player? Like, if he would have missed, would you have charged him with assault or attempted assault? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I do think Curtis brought this up. It was his lead this morning at 6:20, and I think he makes a great point, is that, you know, Boston has this reputation, and so anything that happens when it comes to at least Kyrie Irving is going to be considered a racist act, and they're not looking at it the same way when it comes to Alex Verdugo. I don't know why.
Is it irony, Greg, that they're using prejudice in judging the Boston fan and his intent about being racist, and then they're not judging the New York fan because there's not the same history of racism?
Yes.
You know, hopefully we could just keep it strictly basketball.
Yes.
You know, there's no belligerence or any racism going on, subtle racism and people yelling from the crowd.
I mean, I wish I had saved the headlines the week following the water bottle incident with Kyrie Irving. I mean, you would have thought he had a nuclear weapon at the Garden.
Yeah, but Wiggy made a point earlier, I don't know if it's right or not, but that people are just, in general, more rude than they used to be.
Oh, yeah. Everybody feels like, you know, everybody's a Twitter tough guy. Everybody now knows because there's a million cameras rolling, I could say whatever I want because I'm not going to get, you know, my chin checked because somebody's recording it. And if something happens, I can easily, you know, sue that person. So now everybody, they're reckless. I mean, we talked with this with Courtney, right? People will say whatever,
right.
Like they don't even know her, but they'll say whatever just because they might not like her as a personality. So then they'll say like harmful things that have no, like, bearing on the person that she is. Like, mm-hmm. and that's, like, to me, it's like, that's how people are nowadays.
The difference there, though, is I don't think anybody would say it to my face.
No, no, no.
If I saw them out, but I think with athletes, people will go up and say things to athletes at a game.
Oh, at a game they will.
Yeah.
Yeah, not in person, though. When they
like at a restaurant?
Yeah,
probably
when
not.
When they can be Bless punched in the face. Yeah.
Well, some of them will because some of them feel like, oh, this athlete's not going to do anything because if he does punch me, I'll sue him.
You may have done the story while I was gone, but did you see the story about the restaurant on the Cape that had to close for a day because people were being so rude to the employees? And it was like high school kids. And they had to close for a day. The place is it's in Brewster. I think it's called maybe a apartment.
APT, I have it here.
APT Cape Cod or apartment. I don't know if that's the abbreviation
for
apartment.
So customers were just being rude to the kids that worked there?
Yes. Because, and the same thing happened with an ice cream place, if I remember correctly, on the Cape at the start or mid-pandemic. Where people were losing their minds.
Oh. This is why Charlie Baker liked Ted Lasso so much. Nice guy.
I remember the ice cream thing that you were talking
about. Right
about
that. Yeah,
well,
great.
The show that sticks with me is Ted Lasso.
Greg, you drove to that ice cream place just to do a taste test. I thought that was weird.
I don't think I had any ice cream over vacation, which is a massive fail on my part.
It is true, and it's not hard to be nice to people. It's harder to be mean to people than it is to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't even got to, you ain't even got to be mean to them. Just don't even bother with them.
Right.
Like, but that's my point is now people feel like they can get away with murder because.
Where's my ice cream?
Yeah, but like at a restaurant, people, why are you being mean to the people that are, you know, giving you food?
Because they feel like the same way the guy who threw the ball, maybe not him, but people feel like I pay your salary. Like you work, I'm the customer. Customers kind of always right. We got to make sure. And that's why they act the way that's why there's so many Karens out there nowadays.
That's fair.
Yeah, but is it a result of the pandemic? Is that why people like are people rude because they feel entitled based on coming out of the pandemic? Like, what is it?
People also just don't know how to act.
People
they don't know how to act. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that people just for whatever reason can't allow something to occur without commenting on it and telling that person they don't like it. Ricky Gervais did this big stand-up about, you know, how people follow him on Twitter, and then he tweets something, and they're outraged at what he says, yet they still follow him on Twitter. It's the bizarre dichotomy where it's like, why would you follow someone you hate just to tell them you hate them? Just don't follow them.
Here's a text from somebody on the Cape who was listening to the show. Thank you very much. Who says, if you want to meet the rudest people on earth, just come down to the Cape for a weekend. Well, it's the New Yorkers. That's the problem,
don't
Curtis.
Don't prejudge.
It's the
entitled people. Feel like they, you know, they own everything and everybody.
I mean, Nantucket's for the common man. The people there are just a breath of
right.
fresh air.
That's why I go
Everyone's
there.
Everyone's nice on Nantucket.
Right. Everybody's nice on Nantucket.
Unless the reservation is
Yeah, if you look like you belong on Nantucket.
Wiggy, I'm going to take you to Nantucket next time I go. Yeah. I think you should come with me. Hello. Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
Listen, the place that you're talking about makes Above the Fold in the Cape Cod Times this morning.
Oh, okay.
It's the Dennis Village Mercantile, better known as the Merc.
Okay. And what?
And they're having all kinds of problems, people coming into the store, giving the girls a hard time, and they're just asking people to little kindness along with their mask, optional.
But what is it? Is Wiggy right? Like everybody's just ruder than they ever were before? Or is it like what's the cause of it?
There's no apparent reason here. You know, the girls are just saying, hey, you know, we're doing the best we can. They're doing about 500 sandwiches a day. They say they're working as hard as they can and they're still getting some grief.
Hmm. Oh, the texter says
try a little patience if you gotta come down here.
The problem with the Merc is that somebody stole the tip jar on Sunday. Is that right?
Jeez.
Yes. I really haven't read the whole thing, Glenn, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. That's so interesting you say that because I went to a shop in Dennis for a coffee and I watched the girl come by after I put a tip in and take it away and dump it into another bucket and put it back out.
Well, that's probably
that
why.
That must be why.
People are running around stealing the tip jars.
But you're right. A little bit is probably the pandemic because think about the pandemic, what it started. It started this whole, you're not going to tell me what to do. right? With the mask in the beginning. No mask. Don't wear a mask. Who are you to tell me to wear a mask? So that started with it, right? That was kind of like, you know, the fuel that created this giant fire. Now it's everything of you go in places, you don't, you got people yelling at people for not wearing a mask. Now it's, are you vaccinated? Are you not vaccinated? Who are you going to tell me? I'm not waiting in line no more. Guess what? Well, not, people are not coming back to work because they're getting them, the government's paying them, right, to stay at home. So now there's less people. There's two teenage girls trying to make 40 sandwiches, and you got some guy who's yelling and screaming because he had to wear his mask, and he, now he's taking it out on the poor kids.
And his nephew has a nut allergy, so right. They're all screwed.
Right. Don't put nuts on
that. Wear your damn mask. How about that?
But the problem is that these places can't find anybody to work,
right?
Because
Ken's going to get angry.
No, but Ken, you acknowledge that. People are making more money by collecting unemployment than they are.
Get them through the pandemic. Well, okay. We needed good. That.
So the place doesn't have enough people. They have people who've never done it before.
Right.
Finally, the working man is getting a little cash. I mean, it's about time.
For unemployment.
I talked to some of those Howl of the Moon employees. My God, were they bending my ear that night.
Are they requiring you to show proof that you're applying now? To jobs?
I don't know about that. That was a rule in Salem, I think, one of the stories we had.
Well,
I'm sure they're following up on all of that every day. I'm sure they are. Ken was out of control, by the way, that night at when we reopened Howl at the Moon.
I heard rumors.
Did you hear he was out of control?
Was
you
were pumping bottles?
You were pumping Greg's List on the speakers. I was like, how do I contain myself?
What kind
I heard
of music
he and Danielle
was
were grinding. Is that true?
Danielle was in a happy mood that night.
She was.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
What kind of music were they playing at the
Seriously, they were playing Greg's List. They had a live band, and during the breaks, they were playing Greg's List.
Ooh.
And everybody was like, what the F is this?
Well, how are you
people
supposed to dance to, like, Greg's List? I haven't listened to that.
Do you believe everything that these two
that Ken
say
was
back
there?
There? It's
he
not
said
true.
He was there. I don't know.
Was it dueling pianos upstairs?
Yeah, we have, dueling pianos. Yeah. It's the best.
This is Greg's List, and I'm playing my radio favorites.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Mike?
So I just feel like, you know, I'm a person that visits a lot of bars these days to do delivery for Budweiser.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to be deferential anymore. Like, they're already looking at the fact that they're short staffed. They spent all that time being laid off.
Yeah, kind of losing you, but I
anymore because they're tired of it.
You're saying people who work there are tired of taking it? It's not the people who are coming in?
No, I think it's the people that come in have always been kind of nasty, but the difference was that they needed that job. They needed to be deferential. They needed to take care of these people. They got to make tips. They got to keep that place popular. They got to make sure that people like coming in. Well, now they're looking at it like, screw this.
Yeah.
Why do I got to put up with it anymore?
Right.
A shorter fuse.
I'll make more unemployed than I will work in here.
Here is Dakota. Hey, Dakota.
Hey, before I get to Kurt and Courtney's first day, Bismarcky D, which was his original name, Wiggy, if you remember, he had a D at the end of Bismarcky as a separate word. And do you know who helped launch Bismarcky? Well, I wouldn't say launch, but massage his career into the vocalist that he was?
Glenn Ordway.
It was Big Daddy Kane, if you remember.
Yep.
And then Big Daddy Kane came out of Bismarcky with Just Rhyming with Biz, and that was his big first song, if you remember that. So if we can get a Just Rhyming with Biz ode coming out, that would be great out of the next break.
By the way, can you please take the heat off me and tell these idiots who had a laugh at my expense while I was gone that wasted shirt is your shirt and that you paid for me to wear that for the foundation?
Wait a minute, Greg, okay? You were sent shirts from Swing Juice, to wear on the show, not on the cape. You decided to wear one of the other shirts that were sent.
Yeah, because I don't have any shirts that fit anymore. I mean, it's a pandemic thing. I don't know.
A Quad X.
I mean, these people think I ran out and bought that thing. It's a great shirt. I love it. I love Swing Juice. I love the business. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to help you out. But, I mean, my Lord, I took a lot of abuse.
I think it fits you perfect.
Okay.
And that is a double entendre. It fits you and it fits you, if that makes any sense.
All right.
As for Courtney, listen, you guys, it took a long time to get to where you are. But I will say this. There's a lot of times, especially in radio, where someone gets hired and right away they're like, oh, what did we do here? And you did a great job, I think, because the morning show, you guys are important. I listen every morning, so I want to make sure that you guys You know, the audience is entertained. And Courtney fit right in right from the get-go. And she didn't really have a lot of airtime leading up. So you guys took a big risk throwing all your eggs into Courtney. And you guys knew whoever was the one that made the final decision or was collaborative, you guys made a great choice. She's been great today. And you're only going to get better, Courtney, because day one, 4 hours, this is the hardest. And once you get more comfortable, it's going to be perfect. So good
Thanks,
job on
Dakota.
Everybody for picking Courtney.
Yeah.
That means a lot.
Yeah, no.
Because I watched all of his, because you were doing the videos grading everybody.
Yeah.
I didn't have a great grade to kick off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see, he's changed his mind.
No,
it's
I know.
Marathon.
Yeah.
Hey, marathon.
What does collaborative mean? Because if it means what I think it is, it had nothing to do with the process here, Greg.
Collaborative, one person collaborative means that, you know, a group of people work together coming up with, you know, whatever it is they're coming up with at the end of the day. Whether that's a decision, whether that's a painting, a song.
Listen, don't say
well,
that.
Well, even if it wasn't collaborative, you can tell the audience it was collaborative. Right. Didn't Belichick do something like that? It was a collaborative decision for the draft picks, right?
Yes.
Doesn't he use that term all the time, but it was really his decision. well,
thank you, Dakota.
Mac Jones, right, case, it was Bob's craft decision.
Good luck. Great job today. Can't wait to keep listening to you. Good job.
Thank you.
See? Thumbs up from Dakota.
See? Yeah. For every heads on a coin, there's a tails.
Yes, it's fine. You only get the booze from the, what do they say, the rafters, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Santo did not like when he said throwing all your eggs into Courtney, though. That was a real... That was a real... I think he meant into the one basket.
Yes, that is what he meant. That is what he meant. Yeah.
Santo!
Santo!
He's going to keep me up at night.
Ooh, I like that one.
Is that his real name?
Yes.
Yes, that's his real name.
Because usually sometimes Santo might be short for something.
What would it be short for?
I like the whisper one. Can you play the whisper one again? That's my favorite one.
Santo.
That is creepy.
Oh, God.
Santo.
Does he have a cool last name?
Dettori.
Dettori, okay.
Yeah. Santo.
Yeah, wait, he's Irish. Wait.
So you're going to... Well, he kind of looks Irish a little
Santo.
Bit.
Santo.
You're going to go for... You're going to be Courtney Dettori.
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 Yeah.
I like Cox, though. That's
Santo.
I'm going to move Cox to my middle name.
Maybe he should take
my
up
My aunt's
Cox.
Not happy about it because my middle
Santo.
Name turned... Oh, my God.
What's his last name? Dettori?
Yep.
Santo Dettori Cox.
Oh, Santo. Interesting. I'll bring that up.
Ooh,
because that's very popular now,
I think.
Yeah.
Because in their household, what's the bigger name? Cox or Dettori?
Oh, Cox, it's not even close.
Cox, right? Because she's the... So he should take on her last name.
A good point.
I'm a traditionalist.
You're a traditionalist?
But I am going to move Cox to my middle name.
You are.
My aunt's not happy.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, well, because my middle name is her name.
Oh. Well, you're going to keep... You don't get rid of it.
Yeah.
You're going to legally change your name.
Well, you have...
I guess you have to. Yeah.
That's what happens when you get married, usually.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
But we'll be right back.
Now back to the all-new Greg Hill Morning Show with Greg Hill, Jermaine Wiggins, and Courtney Cox on Sports Radio WEEI.
Yeah.
Marquee that way.
This is a hit. This is a smash hit.
No, it's not. He doesn't even know the lyrics.
Yeah, he's the clown prince.
Yeah. All right. One final tribute to Biz Markie on our way out. Hey, Bradfo.
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing. It's good to see everyone's smiling face. Courtney, it's good to see you.
Good to see you. Yes.
Filling in for Gresh today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I just think. I've been. It's been a whirlwind, Greg. Right.
How did it go last week?
My God. It was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I mean, the Monday show with Tangway was... I haven't laughed that hard in a long time with the whole WebMD commercial thing.
And that's what I saw.
My goodness. And then Wiggy, obviously, just a delight, Wiggy.
Yeah,
you're just a delight.
Brad Fowler, two-thirds of award-winning Sunday show from years ago.
I mean, the highest-ranked Sunday show of all time.
And I noticed Brad Fowler only fills in the driver's seat, filling in for Gresh today, so...
What time is it?
No, I'm not sitting in the driver's seat.
Oh, yeah,
seat
he's
today.
A one. I mean, the guy fills in, he's a one.
Who,
everyone knows
who you on with? Gresh is out, so you're in, right?
Keith will take the one, so.
I'm a little
worn. A lot of baseball talk this week. Mm-hmm. Well, weekend. A lot
big.
Of baseball talk
baseball
this
Baseball was big now.
Yeah, yeah.
Showtime.
Yeah. What?
Showtime.
What? Showtime.
Shohani.
Oh, jeez. That was last week.
I know, but that's why baseball is so...
Let's move on. Guys are getting hit in the back with baseball. Come on.
What do you make of Wiggy suggesting that there ought to be 3 to 6 months of jail time should you throw a baseball at a Major League Baseball player?
Really? The guy wasn't even arrested.
Right.
It's assault and battery with a deadly weapon.
Okay. So what? How long?
Three to six months.
3 to 6 months?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
I like a night.
The guy can't even go to a baseball game. Or is that a reward?
You really think they're gonna be able to police that? Go out there. You have plenty of baseballs in your car. Go out there randomly. Just beat a baseball off of somebody's noggin, and let's see what happens to you.
Did you see, by the way, Greg, did you see Wiggy throw the baseball in the parking lot?
I did. I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, that was
strange. And, which was Spaz catching in his underwear.
Which
great catchers do. But
I think that broke views on Facebook.
It did break.
What was the reasoning for that?
Spider tech.
Yeah, we're testing actually bug spray.
Right.
I don't think I heard about that breaking any views on Facebook.
It did. Yeah, actually, the most viewed thing in the year. Yes. Yeah. And
got more like MySpace numbers. I think it's more accurate.
OnlyFans.
Wiggy's spin rate was off the charts.
It was. Yeah. And Spaz catching naked too, or will catch it in the skivvies.
I mean, listen, talk about a demographic.
Yeah, talking
appealing
about
demographic.
Talk about OnlyFans. Spaz should do an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great idea.
What did you think of Courtney this morning?
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Courtney, awesome. It's awesome to see you. Last time I saw you was sort of seeing you, not really seeing you.
Right.
What does that mean?
In Chatham.
Yes.
Oh, you do.
We mingle in Chatham.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where did you breakfast at the same place.
Yeah.
Is it that service station place? That's a good restaurant in Chatham, the service station.
It's the only time I've ever been to Chatham.
Yeah, okay. It was the one that right at that... I'm not going to be able to pull it up.
Yeah, no, I
don't. I thought you were a North Shore beach guy. You're down there in Chatham.
Only time.
Cheating on your beach out there.
Yeah, I would never do that. If there's not a Pac-Man machine on the beach, I don't go. So, Cordy, good times.
Good times.
What was different this time? Is this like the post show during the show?
Okay,
right?
I'm okay with that.
What was different this time than the previous two times?
I had the job.
Wow.
Well, because before, right, I had to think about my former employer and me going back to work and being nervous that I'm going to say something that's going to make somebody upset.
Right.
So I'm trying to change my brain a little bit there to realize
you ripped Nesson a lot today.
No.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
a little bit.
No, we talked briefly.
She just don't understand how some people can work on Nesson and work here, i.e. Dale Arnold. Rob Bradford.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Some other people.
I love Nesson. It's great. Love it. Nesson's the best.
You know you're on Twitch right now.
Nesson's the best. Nesson's the best. Nesson's the best.
No, it has the best. I was saying best people that work there, and I just wanted to be able to do both.
Nesson Clubhouse.
I like Nesson Clubhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird now. Going back, you had the dating game on Nesson. You weren't working there.
No,
now.
I wish. I tried to get. I was like,
you were trying. You tried to get on the dating game.
No, I wanted them to bring it back and have me host it.
Oh, that
would have been great.
But you know,
didn't Fitzy host Sex Appeal or Socks Appeal?
Socks Appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the dating game? Actually, like a real dating game.
Yes. They would take you out into I think it was like the right field roof deck or something,
and they would check in on them throughout the game to see how the date's
that's
going.
Pretty cool.
But now you don't even need it. It's like the Wild West at Fenway Park now. It's all 20-somethings. It's crazy. It's the ultimate dating game. Baseball. Baseball's back, baby.
It's a good place to meet someone, actually.
Now it is?
Yeah.
Everyone's drinking? Are you kidding me?
What is this Brian friend of Greg call? What is this? Is this Bobes or is this it looks like it's an attempt of some kind to ridicule me. Do you want to take it before we
Absolutely.
Go or are we up against the clock?
No.
Hello, Brian.
This isn't Bobes. This is Slosh. I just wanted to call in and say congrats, Courtney. You fit in seamlessly and you're going to do great.
Thank you, Brian. That means a lot.
That's my boy right there. Slosh.
Mm-hmm. She was in Chatham all weekend and didn't text me back. That's fine.
We won't
get into that, Courtney.
That's all right.
And then third of all, Greg's travel plan. 4-day weekend on Chatham. He brought 2 T-shirts, 1 jean, 1 pair of shirts. I think we had to do laundry for him at least 2 times.
I'm sorry
that I missed this. I'm sorry, Brian. Yeah. But did we get to the bottom of the wasted shirt?
Yeah. Yes. Dakota gave me that. It was a product that he sells.
Okay.
I didn't even look at what it said or know the meaning of it or anything like that. I just threw it on.
Like who he hangs with. Like he's going to be wasted.
Brees called during the show. He said you had 6 different takes in the Squire wearing that shirt before they posted it.
All right. Well, we got to go. So it's Bradfo and Keith next. What are you guys talking about today? Baseball.
Everything.
Is it baseball? Baseball.
People throwing baseballs at players.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox.
The rivalry's back.
Okay. Big rivalry.
Big rivalry.
Right. But excellent job, Courtney.
Thank you. Day 1. I can't believe it's already over.
It's day one. It's over. Tomorrow it's a whole new thing. And
it's a whole new day.
It's all up from here.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.